Brad, fantastic to be here. Congratulations on winning the trophy. It's great to win trophies in that. It's fantastic to come out here and put something back into the game. And it just gives the players a bit of an experience that is a little bit different.
Yeah, we came here 2 years ago and it had a really good impact for our season back home. It's the camaraderie and the boys all hanging together, and just the whole trip up here is what rugby's all about. So, and hopefully it's had another positive effect for us again this year. So thoroughly enjoyed.
Of course, member of the Carlton Junior Rugby Club isn't run on air, but you've got great sponsors, of course, Pacific Hydraulics, Elders Insurance, Terrace Fabrications, Hunter Valley Granite and Marble, LA Packards, Monteith Bowleys, the Core Project, Islington Dental, and of course Sprout, who look after the club beautifully. It's one of those things we need to keep the clubs growing and going. The club and help you out all the way through from the young'uns to the seniors.
We've got plenty of sponsorship down at Merriweather and Pacific Hydraulics and Elders. There's a whole series of other clubs that are coming with sponsorship. All goes into the equipment and the infrastructure for all the kids. We've got a huge amount of numbers this year, and it's, you know, rugby in Merriweather looks really good from a junior's perspective, that's for sure.
Yeah, Mick Gill and the crew there at the seniors coming down and helping you out and being part of it there at Gibbs Brothers Oval.
Yeah, big integration between seniors and juniors, and that's a huge part, I think, for the juniors wanting to all get in part of it and they get involved. So they go into the sheds with the seniors one time each year, hand out the jerseys. They all know each other by first name basis, and they treat the first graders down there like they're people they want to look up to and play first grade. So it's a good setup.
And right, of course, it's fantastic to see that the boys step up to other progressions within rep footy. Within the club, there's been a massive amount of kids that have come through for the Hunter rep team. That's fantastic to see all that hard work that converts green shirts into, you know, our wildfire shirts.
Yeah, we've heavily involved in all the my son's just given it to me over there, which is what it's all about. No, the Hunter rep team, I think we had three kids this year, four kids last year in the Hunter rep team. So, and you know, and that just feeds into the club and lifts the whole performance of everything, so it's all good.
What about on the ground there? Of course, Mick Howe's out of Elmos. We just want to need more help for him, don't we, getting out and about and really helping out. It's not about having a poke against Mick, it's just more development officers, isn't it, that's needed, and more specialised coaching for you to help you out so you can help develop these kids to move through and be better players.
I'm not too sure overall what needs to be done about rugby, but yeah, for sure, it just needs more people on the ground, I think, spreading the word. Like, look, rugby's a thing for kids to, you know, to develop their lives, you know what I mean? So, and all the kids that come and experience it get so much out there. So I really think it's all about, you know, explaining what the benefits of rugby are beyond the game. And I think the people will start to come. And that's what's happened with our club. I've got 28 kids in my team this year because the kids are enjoying it. And, you know, and their mates want to get involved with it. And it's just bringing the numbers. So it's working well.
And Julian's doing a great job as the president of Hunter Junior Rugby under all the duress he's up to.
Yeah, I think he is. I've been involved with the Wildfires program last year and this year, and you know, it's easy to sit back and be critical of what's going on. I'm certainly not a critic. I think the people that get in there and do all that work for us are, you know, worth their weight in gold. Yeah, and look, I think we're all headed in the right direction, mate. We've got to be optimistic.
Yeah, of course, we have to have a magnificent snow as a super rugby trial of some sort at the Waratahs. We've missed out on the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, but it's those big sort of games as well we need. But also hopefully the Classic Wallabies will find their way to Newcastle in some shape or form too, because they'll tear the place apart if they get up there, because they're such a fantastic group of blokes who really want to put in for the game, and Newcastle is certainly rugby central.
Yeah, and you know what? That gets all these kids just wired for the sport and brings more and more people to it. So yeah, I hope that does happen, that's for sure.
And finally, I've got to say this. What do you do for a crust, and how are things going down there in the slums of Merriweather?
Yeah, well, I'm the major sponsor of our team. I own Pacific Hydraulics, and, you know, the mines are coming back on, so we're enjoying the fruits of all that. So it's busy times, and hopefully a few more years ahead.
Well, you'll certainly be going to get in some work out in the Central West eventually with Mudgee, and also, of course, Rolston and the right when they open up those mines. But Rod, you've done a great job again. Most congratulations on winning the trophy, and that's great. And it's great also to have 28 kids, you know, playing the game as well out in the green shirt. And we wish all the best as you continue to grow for the game at Gibbs Brothers Oval.
Thanks very much.